Chazal say, Kasha mezainosav shal adam ke kriyas yamsav. It's as difficult as kriyas yamsav to provide a person's livelihood and his needs. Now this is meant to be understood as plain fact. Imagine if we were one of the people leaving Mitzrayim. We have been slaves to a cruel king and a cruel nation for centuries. They have killed our babies, forced us to do unnatural labor, and tormented us in every way possible. And then Hashem performs amazing miracles to force them to let us go. We travel for a few days, and then the entire Egyptian army is in hot pursuit. The army, the navy, the marines, the air force, every single member. Kol sus rechav para. So we're forced into a trap with the yamsuf churning at our backs, and we're forced to confront this overwhelming force. Hashem then splits the Yamsuf miraculously, leads us through, and entraps the Mitzrayim inside, then drowning them, destroying our centuries-old enemy and tormentor. At that very moment, what kind of overwhelming emotion would engulf us? Wouldn't we be so overcome with gratitude that Shira would just spill out of our every pore? We would be on fire with enthusiasm to create the grandest and greatest Shira ever said, and which is exactly what Klal Yisrael did. They said, "Az Yosher." Chazal say that when you come home and there's food in your fridge or food prepared on your table, a miracle of similar proportions has just occurred. If we have clothing, if we're not missing our basic needs, we have to feel a similar level of gratitude and enthusiasm to praise Hashem and thank Him for it. With a little work, we can begin to acquire this feeling. Every time we open the fridge and it's stocked with food, take a second to think, where did this all come from? Who provided me with all this? Look how much kindness and chesed from Hashem there is right here in front of me. And I'm not worthy of even a fraction of this. And then a person's heart will open with Shira and praise to Hashem. Chazal also say that when a person is able to use the facilities easily, it's a nes equivalent to Kriyas Yamsuf as well. That's also something to focus on. When we are able to go easily and our bodies function properly, how grateful do we need to be for that? People who la'aleinu suffer from difficulty in this area, it makes their life very, very hard. When we say Asher Yatzar and appreciate the fact that we're healthy, all the different parts of our body work well and work together to provide us with a fault-free, a seamless existence, we could be and should be filled with gratitude and thanks to Hashem and express it with that bracha. Many, many years ago, I remember Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal came to visit my yeshiva. He was a brother-in-law to the 10th grade Rebbe. He spoke by Shal Shudis and he said that he makes it his personal crusade to encourage people to start saying Asher Yatzar with Kavana. He felt that if more people would praise Hashem properly with this bracha, we would see an amazing reduction in the sickness and disease that la'aleinu is around us and plagues us so much. He told a story that he was once in a car accident and a car hit him broadside on the driver's side. He was very hurt and he didn't know yet, but his leg had been broken. And people ran to help and they wanted him to get out of the damaged car, but he couldn't because his leg was broken and it just wasn't responding. So he imitated how one well-meaning individual was yelling at him, "Get out, kacha, like this," and he was miming how to move your legs. So he said, "I didn't need help knowing how to move my legs. They move without any thought at all when they work well. But when they don't, all the explanation in the world won't help me move them." And that's how he said that there's so much of us that just works, it just goes without any thought, any effort. And for every aspect of that, we have to be so thankful. And we should thank Hashem with the bracha of Asher Yatzar.